With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Joe Flaherty isn't around anymore. He was 47 when he died of cancer in 1983. But his second novel, Tin Wife, has been published posthumously by Simon & Schuster, the story of the widow of a New York City cop who gets her revenge against the city. When public relations man John Scanlon met Joe Flaherty, Flaherty was a longshoreman on the Brooklyn docks and was passionate about politics.
He spoke in paragraphs. Everybody who knew him always was astounded by that. In fact, Norman Mailer, who spoke at Joe's funeral service, said that that was the first thing that astounded him about Joe. That when he first met him at the Lion's Head in the Village, Joe, who was a great admirer of Mailer's, was chatting with him, and Norman just was flabbergasted, astounded. I mean, found himself stuck in his tracks because here was this guy speaking in well-organized, precise paragraphs.
Flaherty gave up his dock worker's card after he began selling political articles to the Village Voice. When Norman Mailer ran for mayor of New York, Flaherty ran the campaign and wrote about it in a book, Managing Mailer.
Joe was an entirely unpredictable man. Part of what made him very interesting was that he did not have hardening of the categories.
John Scanlon says Joe Flaherty had three creative loves, composing fiction and writing about sports and politics.
He was a big boozer at one point, and the nights weren't very long. But, for the last several years, he wasn't drinking, and there wasn't a wittier, warmer, more intelligent guy, south of 14th Street.
A misdiagnosed back ailment turned out to be cancer for Joe Flaherty.
He lived a very honest life, and he died a very honest death, and there was never a moment in his dying that he played any games with that. The first time that I went down to see him, you can well imagine that you're going down to see a friend that you've had for 20 years who's you know is dying of cancer, and what's it going to be like, and my wife and I were there, and Joe set us at ease immediately with an absolutely hysterically funny story that made it very, very clear that he knew that he was dying and that he was prepared to accept his death.
John Scanlon, longtime friend of the late Joe Flaherty, whose posthumous novel is called Tin Wife. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.